Looking at your health once again here at 8:17 a.m. Baton Rouge returns. It's 51 in the capital city. A lot of people in the capital area have been having dramatic results with the keto diet. It is all the rage these days. Keto basically switches your body from burning sugars and carbs to burning fat. And we can get into how it works, the mechanics of it. But our guest, Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman, says, whoa, not so fast. Got to make sure that it's right for you because it doesn't work for everybody. Dr. Gittleman, thank you for being a guest on our program today.
My pleasure. Good morning.
You know, you cannot, you know, bump into a group of friends, and if there's five, two of them are saying they're doing keto, and one says, oh, yeah, I need to start that. And it just seems to me like there are a lot of, hold on, let's make sure this is good for you. Are we seeing problems with people who are doing the keto diet and are not only not getting good results, but they're harming themselves?
Yes, we certainly are, and it's because keto is a double-edged sword. Number one, if you don't have a gallbladder, this is a recipe for disaster because you're eating quite a lot of fats that you can't metabolize. So those individuals without a gallbladder, whoa, hold on, that's number one. Number two, if you've got kidney issues, this can actually affect kidney stones. And then number three, for people that are suffering from pancreatitis because of a sluggish gallbladder. So it's not the be-all and end-all. It may give you dramatic results in the beginning, but it may not be healthy long-term. Some people genetically can simply not digest all of that heavy, saturated fat.
Now, how does it work for those that it is appropriate for?
Well, your body is going into fat-burning mode, which is most appropriate for all of us, by burning ketones, and that's very good in terms of a source of energy. And so it's good for your brain and good for your liver if you can metabolize those ketones, but you can become actually too acidic if you've got issues with the kidneys, number one, and if you've got low blood pressure, number two. So it all comes with some very important caveats.
Now, years ago when I did I don't need to name the name, but I did one of these diet programs that sets up a storefront and did it for an endorsement. I lost about 40 pounds, but they said, first thing we're going to do is we're going to put you in ketosis, but we don't want to keep you in ketosis because that could be dangerous. So they only wanted me to do about a week, 2 weeks of ketosis, whereas this keto diet's pretty much a permanent thing.
Yeah, well, that's why it can give you the keto flu. It can be very bad for the kidneys. We see an increase in kidney stones and pancreatitis and also high triglycerides. So you're seeing a lot of issues. And you're right, for a short term, this is very healthy. But long term, there's a program called Radical Metabolism, which has healthier kinds of fats. It's good for those without a gallbladder and with low thyroid. But, of course, I just wrote to counter the keto program. So it's the right kind of fats, the ability to digest the fats, which is key. And then you can't be in ketosis longer than 2 weeks for most of us that have issues.
All right. Now, what is the keto flu?
The keto flu is when people become very acidic and very toxic and don't feel good. So we're seeing a lot of individuals that think that they're in a detox mode when, in fact, they're just not metabolizing all of the acidic waste, which is very dangerous for the kidneys, by the way. So this program comes with a lot of caveats.
Now, it's working for so many people, but as we're discussing, it's not one size fits all. Is this anything your doctor can check you out and diagnose and tell you whether you're a candidate for it or not?
Sure. If you don't have a gallbladder, you're not a candidate for it. That's number one.
Okay.
And we all know if we don't have our gallbladder. And then number two, if you've got issues with the kidneys, kidney stones, issues with acidic, issues with your liver, this is not a kind of program that you're going to want to maintain long term.
What about blood numbers? Are blood numbers going to matter?
Well, if you need help with your blood sugar, this is good short term. If you need help losing weight immediately, this is good short term. It's a short term magic bullet for those that can tolerate it. Long term, it is not the healthiest program that we have.
When I was a younger man, back in the dark ages, and we still, you know, bled people with leeches and all that, I worked in an ER, and we'd see people coming in, and they were having lethargy. Sometimes they looked like they were on the verge of seizures, and we always did a dip and dunk in their urine to check their ketones to see if they were in ketosis. How does the fact that there is a lab test to test your ketone level, how does that figure into how you figure whether or not you should use this diet?
Well, if you're in ketosis longer than 2 weeks, that isn't healthy for those of us that have issues with the kidneys, as I've mentioned. I mean, it can precipitate kidney stones. Precipitates this kidney type flu. It can make you very lethargic and very disoriented.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very individual thing. If you've got issues, however, with seizures, this is how the program initially developed. It developed in the 1920s as an antidote to seizures. So, I mean, there's a time and a place and certain conditions that it's very appropriate for. But for others without a gallbladder that have issues with our kidneys, with our liver, with hypothyroidism, the book Radical Metabolism is much more effective.
People have been for several years now getting bariatric surgery to lose weight. If you've had that, then you started gaining weight again, should you do the keto diet if you've already had bariatric surgery?
I don't think so, because it can be very tough on the system. I mean, a diet that's high in fat and puts you in ketosis puts you in an acidosis. Too much acid too long is very toxic for the kidneys. So we've got many conditions that I think really precipitate a different type of diet, a healthier fat diet, a lower fat diet, and more fruits and vegetables, which are very cleansing and full of enzymes. So we seem to have forgotten the importance of vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and fiber that you get only with fruits and vegetables.
Well, Dr. Gittleman, also these days when we hear about widely publicized diets and people are trying to sell us diet plans, we hear that, you know, carbs have become the Rodney Dangerfield of our diets. They get no respect, but certainly carbohydrates serve an important function in our metabolism.
Yes. Yeah, they provide the energy, the enzymes, as I mentioned, the vitamins, the minerals. And you get those with lots of vegetables. You get them with the healthier starches. Many people have issues these days with grain-based starches, which can be inflammatory or can lead to issues like celiac disease or some sort of gluten sensitivity. So you may want to reduce your carbohydrates in the form of grains, the wheat, the oats, the rye, the barley, but not in terms of brown rice, a little bit of buckwheat, maybe some quinoa, as well as the starchier vegetables like your peas, your squash, your sweet potatoes. And in moderate amounts, those are extremely healthy, very important as sources of fiber.
I cut you off. Go ahead.
I wanted to tell you that fiber makes us free. It makes us free of constipation, free of toxicity, and free of this acidosis.
Cauliflower. A lot of people that are doing keto say their cauliflower being used as an alternate for potatoes and even in some cases dough. Like in pizza crust and things like that. How are you feeling about cauliflower?
Oh, I think cauliflower is terrific. So cauliflower pizza crust, and you've got big name brands these days that have half the crust that's made from cauliflower. I think that's a wonderful use of cauliflower. And now we're seeing a lot of Brussels sprouts coming into play. Mm-hmm. So that in and of itself is wonderful.
There is a phrase in the material sent by your publicist that I wanted to ask you about because I'm not familiar. Gastric motility, low gastric motility. What is that?
Slowing down the digestion issue as well as elimination.
The plumbing don't work.
Your plumbing isn't going to work. The plumbing's going to get backed up. You don't want backed up plumbing because that's where you're recycling all of these toxic waste. So that's where you need fiber. Fiber makes us free.
So if you tend to be, if you have a tendency to get constipated, this is not the diet for you.
No, it is not.
If you don't move, you don't groove on the keto diet.
I like that.
I think we're going to give you your due because, I mean, you are, after all, a PhD in dietary nutrition. How does radical metabolism differ from keto?
Well, radical metabolism is different kinds of fats. It actually has a fat which is an omega-6 fat, which is hemp seed oil, which is very good for the skin, hair, and nails. So if you've got issues with hanging, dragging, and bagging skin, this is the program for you. People lose weight on keto and look like death warmed over in certain respects. But with this program, you're actually making your skin much more taut, much more toned. And it's a program where we take into consideration so many women out there and men that don't have a gallbladder. So it adjusts the diet accordingly. We give you the right foods that help you digest all the good fats, put you into fat-burning mode, but in a healthier, much more gentle way.
And you get increased motility.
Yes, and
that's
something we all want and we all need. Yes, because fiber makes you free. You must be eliminating daily.
Your book is called Radical Metabolism, A Powerful New Plan to Blast Fat. Is that generally available everywhere?
It's generally available everywhere. It's a powerful new plan to blast fat and reignite your energy in just 21 days. We get spectacular results, and I've been there, done that. I was an associate of Dr. Robert Atkins, who was the original keto/high-protein guy. So I have made adjustments to the diet, and I think people will not only get good results, and they'll look younger in about 21 days.
Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman, we always appreciate having you on. Join us again when the next trend hits and we have to talk about it, okay?
Thank you. Have a blessed higher motility day.
Yes, I'm going to take a seat in your honor.
You got it.
Dr. Gittleman, thank you for being our guest. I hope we talk again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.